Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show. Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. Hey, today we're going to talk about something that's fitting for this time of the year, and that's how to dress for cold weather, some of the stuff I do to stay warm out there. But first, I'm going to give a shout-out and thanks to all the regular listeners who keep coming back. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you checking it out. This is a video podcast version, too, so you can actually watch this one. I know some people like to sit there at home and wash dishes or cook breakfast and cast it to the TV and listen to it and look over every now and then and see my smiling face. And be honest with you, I do the same thing with some other stuff that people put out. So there's a video version of it. So any of you folks that found only the podcast version, the audio version, there's a video version. So whichever one works better for you to consume the content. So all the new people, thanks for stopping by and checking it out. All the regulars, thanks for coming back. Give me your comments down in the comment section. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're not watching on YouTube, go to my website, DieterMellhornFishing.com, and you can send me an email. There's a contact section there. It's got a link. Send me an email. Give me feedback. Give me ideas. Get a lot of ideas from people on content for the channel, for the podcast, from you guys out there. But one of the things we're talking about today is cold weather clothing. I've got some people ask about that, and this won't be a super long one. Just go over some of the stuff that I do, some ideas I have. I'm trying to keep warm out there because I fish in all kinds of conditions. And for a lot of people, this is kind of common sense. You've been doing it since you were a kid. But we got a lot of newer people that are kind of new to the sport and new to fishing, being out there fishing in the wintertime. And this may be some good information, some stuff people may just not have realized. So the first thing for me, you've heard this before, is dressing in layers. And that's all great and wonderful, but I really believe what those layers are made up of is very important. It's not a matter of just stacking a bunch of stuff on top of you, because pretty soon you turn into the Pillsbury Doughboy with just so much stuff on it. Honestly, I wear three layers of clothing, and that's it. And all three layers have a specific purpose and have some kind of value. They are not there just as another layer with no real purpose. So I am not, and I'll go over that in detail. I am not a person that wears a big, thick, outer insulated suit. You see a lot of guys at the catfish tournaments and all these things. They'll be at the weigh-in in the wintertime, and they'll have these big bib overalls on, insulated overalls. Most of the time, they're camouflage. Why you need camouflage when you're fishing for catfish, I don't really know, but we all know that most of that's their hunting clothes left over from hunting season, and it's the warmest thing they think they've got, so they wear it out there on the boat. And that works great. My problem with that is I hate having a lot of bulky stuff on, and so I try to go with a little tighter fitting stuff. What I do is I start out with a base layer. If it's cold, I go with the highest, most expensive fleece-lined base layer, long johns, long underwear, whatever you want to call it, tops and bottoms. Now, I've heard some people say they don't like wearing them because they're too tight, too snug, whatever. And okay, that may be the case. Telling you what I do and what works for me. I start off with that because that is the one thing that is going to be your first line of defense, the thing that will keep you, keep as much heat close to your body as possible. And, that's, I use the high-end ones. I'm either wearing Under Armour or some of the Cabela's Guide Series stuff that they make. There is a brand out there that makes a very interesting long john bottom, insulated bottom, base layer bottom, whatever you want to call it. It's a company that makes hunting clothing, high-end hunting clothing. It's expensive. Kuyu. K-U-I-U, similar to Sitka. As a matter of fact, I think the company was started by one of their founders or one of the people that was in it. But they make a pant, base layer pants, that has a zipper on the outside of the leg. And you may wonder, well, why does it have a zipper on the outside of both legs? Well, if you've ever been out there wearing long underwear all day, it starts to get warm in the middle of the day, all of a sudden you're hot, especially if you got on some fleece pants or something. You're like, man, I just want to take these things off. Or if you're out hunting or you become active, you know, if you start walking, you got to tear something apart on your boat, you're hauling some fish in, it gets hot. What you can do is, in the right group of people, pull your pants down, unzip both sides down the outside of the leg on both sides, and you can pull the long underwear off. It's a great way to shed these things. Like I said, they're not cheap. They're made by KU, K-U-I-U. Check those things out if you want some long underwear you can get out of fairly quickly. But I start out with that, and I got a couple different weights depending on exactly how cold it's going to be that day. The next thing that I put on has to have some insulated value to it too. Generally speaking, I am not going to put on a pair of blue jeans or a pair of cargo pants if I know that it's going to be, you know, that cold outside. Fleece-lined pants is the thing that I've been doing for a couple of years now. These things, you can get them at Walmart. Wrangler makes them. They're basically just a fleece insulated pant that is a little bit thicker. It's got some material on the inside. It's another layer of insulated value that you can add to what you're wearing. The worst thing you do is just throw on a pair of pants with nothing, no insulated value to it, and you really don't have much of a covering there at all. So those things work really, really well. One thing you can do if you want to up the game is go with a goose down pant or jacket. I've got a goose down jacket that I wear. Generally, my legs don't get super duper cold. I can go with fleece lined pants. I have not went with the goose down pants yet. I may get a pair just to have them. The greatest thing about them is they're a little bit, the insulation value is tremendous on them, and they're very lightweight. They're a little bit bulky. That's the only downside to it. But I got a jacket, and honest to goodness, I can go out there, 20-degree day, put on some heavyweight base layer, top, and I can put on that goose down jacket and my outer shell, which I'll get to in a minute, and be fine. Now, a lot of times I'll put on a hoodie or something like that underneath the goose down jacket because it is bulky. That goose down jacket is my insulative layer on the upper body. It's thick. It's a 700 weight goose down. It keeps you warm, and it's very effective at keeping you warm. And then on the outer part, I've got some kind of a wind chill. If you watch any of my old videos, anytime you see me out there fishing in the winter, I've got on some type of jacket and bibs as a one. It's rain gear is what it's made for. In the past, I've used the old Gander Mountain had a great suit that was nice. I used Frog Togs for a while, worked great. And now recently, Grundon's this year has sent me their Gore-Tex suit, very similar to the Bass Pro Shops 600 or 200 mile an hour suit, the Cabela's Guide wear. It's very similar to that, not quite as heavy, but not quite as light as the Frog Togs jacket. And the Frog Togs jacket is the pilot bibs. It's not the typical Frog Togs with the funky, plasticky feeling material. This is actually a textile material. But it's kind of in between those. The Grundon's suit has a liner on the inside of it. And being Gore-Tex, it's waterproof. And with a tight-knit outer shell nylon that it's got on it, it's very much windproof, very adjustable. The bib pants unzip so you can take them on and off. The legs unzip so you can get them on over boots without having to take them off. That outer shell, no matter what kind you get, what kind you use, very important because it's going to cut your wind. When you cut that wind off, it makes a heck of a difference in how warm you're going to stay out there. So that outer shell is very important. So and that's why I can get by with three layers. I've got that outer shell, which cuts some wind, adds a little bit of insulative value to it. It doesn't have any insulation in it, but between the liner, the outer shell, the Gore-Tex, there's some insulative value. Then that next mid layer is going to be something that if I want to take that outer shell off, I can stand around in it during the day on, you know, a day when it gets back up into the 40s or something, or into the 50s. But that base layer being the single most important thing. Now, that's the basic body, okay? The next part is where you really lose the heat, where the heat really escapes you quickly. And that's going to be your hands. It's going to be your neck and head and face, anywhere from here up. Any of this stuff that's exposed, you're going to lose heat out of. And then your feet. Everybody has a different sensitivity with their feet. Some people sweat like crazy in their feet. Some people get cold very quickly. A lot of variables there. It's just body type, circulation, that kind of thing. But the bottom line is these areas here, you got to keep your neck covered. I use the face gaiter, that mask that pulls up over your face to shield you from the sun. I usually have one of those on around my neck. Even if I'm not pulling it over my face, I'll have that on just to insulate around my neck. Major game changer when you got that on. If I'm running down the lake, I can pull the mask up, keep the wind off of my face. Same thing with the gloves. I'm wearing some type of gloves most of the time. Now, when I'm dealing with bait and all that, I usually don't have them on, but I'm just sitting there running down the lake, wind coming across them. I've got some 100-mile-an-hour gloves from Bass Pro Shop, similar to the rain suit. They're Gore-Tex, great for cutting the wind. Now, I have been messing around with these battery-powered gloves from iHood. I've got some videos up about them. Some of the shorts are up about them. But yeah, it's iHood is the name of it. I-H-O-O-D. They make a bunch of battery powered gloves, jackets, and I've been trying that stuff out. So, and it works. So, it's, if you're really cold sensitive, give it a shot. It's something to think about. So, matter of fact, I think they even gave me a promo code. It's my Catfish promo code. So if you order anything from them, use promo code Catfish. They'll give you a discount on it. I've been trying those things out. They seem to work. You know, they're big. They're bulky. They're great for running down the lake because they're thick. The wind is, but, you know, as far as handling stuff, not the best in the world. This stuff is European made, all this iHood stuff. So beware. Those sizes are going to be snug. I ordered a extra large jacket. It fits like an extra large jacket. You ain't got a lot of room to put on stuff underneath it. So just keep that in mind. Most of the European stuff, it's cut pretty tight. So the Grundin stuff, on the other hand, I ordered that thinking I was going to need it big. It was a little heavier then. I ordered a 2X. It's big on me. It's very big. The Grundin stuff is cut a lot looser, even their rubber bibs. If you can't afford the Gore-Tex, I understand that. It's expensive stuff. Their rubber bibs are amazing, and they make several weights of those things. If you need something really rugged and tough, you're going to be crawling on your knees. They make different categories of that stuff, down to some lightweight ones that you could wear in the summertime. So those things, actually, they gave me a promo code for you guys, too. It is Catfish20, the number. Catfish and 20. You'll save money with them, too. They like promoting the stuff to the catfish world because a lot of people are wearing this stuff. A lot of guys are out there fishing in the cold, so the stuff works. but keep the head and the hands covered when you can. It makes a difference, whether it be a insulated knit cap. We call them toboggans in the South. You people in the North get confused and think we're talking about a sled. It's that little cap, beanie cap that goes on your head. Those things work great. I even have a fleece face mask. I use deer hunting, and we'll take it on the boat when it gets bitter, bitter cold. You put that thing on, you got a fleece mask across your face, your head's staying warm. Those things are really, really nice. Now, the feet's a tough one, like I said earlier, for people. What I have been getting by with and trying this year, it hasn't gotten super cold. I've tried it down in the 20s, was using some very thick socks, thick wool socks, with the Grundin rubber boots, the low ankle size boots. I've been, for years, or a couple years anyway, I've been using the extra tough boots. They're rubber boots, they're ankle boots. A lot of guys run them offshore on the boats when you're throwing a cast net, working on a deck, water's coming on the deck, fish. Great way to keep your feet dry. Grundin sent me a pair to try out that are more ankle fitting. They're tighter on the ankle. When you put them on, they don't slip on as easy as the extra tough boots. These things are a lot more ankle fitting, and I've tried those out on a couple of trips this winter, and I loved them. Again, I keep one of these rubber boots around the house. If it's raining or wet outside, I got to run outside to do something. I can slip those things on real easy, run outside, run back in. They work great. The Grundins fit a little bit tighter, and I think if you're working all day out there, they work pretty good. Now, not a lot of insulation to them. There's just a neoprene rubber booty on the inside, but with the heavy socks, they work fine for me. Now, for some of you guys, you got cold-sensitive feet. I understand that, and you need the biggest, baddest, toughest thing you can wear out there because cold feet ain't no fun. You don't necessarily lose a whole lot of body heat through there, but it can be very, very uncomfortable. So the other trick is, in the wintertime, keep a towel handy. I've said this before, keep a dry towel handy, because when you get wet holding that big fish up, if you're stupid like me, you're reaching into the bait tank trying to catch bait instead of using a net, your hands are getting wet, you're cutting bait, things are getting wet, you're throwing a cast net, your hands are really getting wet. And you know, keep a towel so you can keep your hands dry. Because once your hands are wet, you got a little bit of wind, it really sucks the heat out of you. And it's your whole body that loses it through your hands like that. So keep that towel handy when you're out there. You can get your hands dried off, stuff them back in a pocket. If you got some hot hands, that's great. You can stuff them back inside of a pair of those iHood electric gloves, and you got some heat coming on there. One tip with the electric gloves and electric garments from iHood. Don't run those things on high, run them on a lower setting. They will suck the batteries down. We've done a little bit of battery testing with them. And, my son, the first time he used them, he jacks it up as hot as they can get. And it lasts, you know, 2-3 hours and it's out. You put them on a lower setting, they'll run many hours. So a little tip there to keep in mind, if you use any of these things, but yeah, keeping those hands dry, very important. And I'm telling you, if you can keep warm out there this winter fishing, it makes it a lot more enjoyable. You'll want to go a lot more. Some of you folks, though, hey, listen, you're waiting on springtime. You're sitting back. You'll watch these videos and listen to these podcasts on TV and stay warm. Some of you can't go, man. Some of y'all got ice and everything else. And there's some of you hardcore fools out there that have your ice huts and your ice fishing. And, man, I salute you. That's awesome doing that. So just some tips, especially for the new people that are wanting to get out there and do something this winter. Kind of got the catfish bug going on. And there's a lot of good fish to catch in the wintertime. You can catch the catfish. You can catch striped bass, stripers, hybrids. Crappie fishing's good. There's a lot of fish to catch. So get out there. Enjoy the time. Enjoy the cold. Be prepared for it. And we'll catch you on the water.